Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That was Superstition by Stevie Wonder. We're here in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you Censored. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that 16 days after about 100 people protested conditions at border facilities where migrants are held and Representative Antonio Delgado's lack of response to the issue, the first-term congressperson announced a border tour. Protesters at his office in Kingston July 2nd wanted four specific things from Delgado: an immediate visit to a detention center, work to close the centers, rejecting any additional federal funding for family detention and deportation, and help reuniting families. On July 19th, he'll fulfill their first request as he heads to the Rio Grande Valley in Texas to examine the conditions in government facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border. Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "I share in the outrage and frustration at the reports we've seen of facilities at our southern border, and I am grateful for the opportunity to join my colleagues from both sides of the aisles to see, hear, and feel these conditions firsthand. I plan to use this visit as an opportunity to provide much-needed oversight and probe CBP and HHS officials to be sure these facilities maintain the safe and sanitary conditions required by our laws." End quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Tapton at Columbia Green Media updates the ever-changing story from Greene County Administrator Sean Groden about a recent online auction of county items that has been called both unauthorized and allowed. Last week, Groden said he did not know who was auctioning off parts of the former Greene County Sheriff's Office attached to the former jail in Catskill without authorization. He said the online auctions for kitchen equipment had been approved, but nothing else. Groden said at the time, and I quote, "I haven't determined how we went from kitchen equipment to wood moldings," end quote. Then a few days later, Groden claimed he had approved the sale of various architectural details from the county sheriff's former office on Bridge Street in the village of Catskill. Groden said, and I quote, "I actually authorized it in an email I must have read at 80 miles an hour. In parentheses, there was wooden windows and doors that I must have not caught," end quote. The email was sent from the Greene County Sheriff's Office, he said. He said, and I quote, "I responded and told them to proceed. I told the board I take full responsibility for it," end quote. But now a screenshot that the newspaper says was from the online auction list, and I quote, "vintage windows, doors, radiators, floors, molding, and more," end quote, which seems like many types of items that Groden has not publicly disclosed approving. It is unclear how many items were sold at the online auction, how much money was raised, and where those funds went. But Groden wants the items that were not supposed to be sold back. Groden said, and I quote, "We are asking the winners to return the items. They won fair and square, so it is the purchaser's option," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mallory Monet and Kenneth C. Crow II report for the Albany Times Union that Rensselaer County Republicans said July 18th that they plan to have the County Board of Elections share voter registration information with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials. County Democrats said the announcement was, and I quote, "a political grandstanding," end quote, and said the Republicans had not told them about the issue. County Legislature Chairperson Mike Stammel said, and I quote, "We are serious about following federal immigration laws in Rensselaer County and are happy to be of any assistance that we can provide federal authorities," end quote. Republican Elections Commissioner Jason Scofield said he, and I quote, will fully cooperate with ICE on this important matter, end quote. Democrats disagreed. County Legislature Minority Leader Peter Grimm said, and I quote, this exposes all citizens of Rensselaer County to federal investigation, end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill last month to allow undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. Rensselaer County officials claim they would file a lawsuit against the state over that issue, but have not started any litigation. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. David Lombano reports in the Albany Times-Union that Republican committees for Suffolk, Broome, Nassau, Greene, and Westchester counties were given a total of $78,000 from the GOP state campaign just before committee chair Ed Cox left his position. The Greene County Republican Committee collected $1,000 from the state party just before Cox left office. In May, Erie County Republican Committee Chair Nick Landsworthy amassed sufficient backing, and this month he took over the state chair from Cox. The former chair and representatives from the county committees who got transferred funds did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC Hands-On Radio weather update. A heat advisory is in effect for the WGXC listening area. It will be partly sunny and hot with a temperature high near 93 degrees, with heat index values as high as 101. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are expected tonight after 9 p.m., and some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 74 degrees and a west wind at 3 to 6 miles an hour. Your forecast for the weekend. An excessive heat warning will be in effect for our area, as it will be mostly sunny and hot on Saturday with a temperature high near 96 degrees and heat index values as high as 107, and Saturday night partly cloudy with a low around 75. And on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny and hot with a temperature high near 95 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. So there you have your weather update, brought to you by WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Chosen and I can't fake it. Great, highly debated. And you want it, so you hating on any cause that done made it. Don't blame that you came with. Blame the circumstance that kept your body faded or elevated. Tap into your directions, your information, say affirmations. I be smiling brightest, and my fire hottest. My mind be highest, but aiming higher than fight or flight and lower desires. Here I am, a teacher, with a message from the ethers bumping through your speaker.
Keep your solar plexus.
And the block is my cathedral.
Shining brighter than your necklace.
I can't.
keep your solar plexus shining brighter than your necklace.
They say my aura been beaming. Since a child, I've been dreaming of actualizing my gifts and mastering all the breathing. Me and Neon B been scheming on saving Yay from demons. They say my heroes was heathens. Since my birth, I've been leading. Got that warrior spirit on sight, I'll channel and hear it. I speak my mind cause I am sweet and don't fear it. All the chaos outside, I don't run from behind. I'm the Neo Sojourner, I free the land with my mind. All my family that's down, from your root to your crown. Let your center shine bright and reflect the light. Your solar plexus, shining brighter than your necklace.
Your solar plexus, shining brighter than your necklace. Check your checklist and your directions. If you ain't knowing where you're going and you helpless.
I'm rocking fake gold and copper wire. I engage my low and my high and my in between. I know that I'm a queen. I keep my yoni verse popping with a weekly steam. I eat my leafy greens to alkalize my energy. I balance my synergy.
Give thanks when shit gets bittersweet. I be shining inwardly. I radiate my power with a squad of sunflowers.
That's the game.
Hey everyone, you were just listening to Solar Plexus by Oshun. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio Live, WGXC 90.7 FM, presenting 1 hour of Censored, and excited to be kicking off a new topic this week on magic. Spell it how you want, M-A-G-I-C, M-A-G-Y-C, M-A-G-I-C-K, tapping into the magic and beauty and mystery that is the world around us. This is Phoebe, and I'm here today with, hey, Emily, and Miss Padilla is joining us and going to be sharing about some of the theater work that she's doing, which is very much magic.
It is magic, indeed.
Yeah, so this is Miss Padilla's first time on the show, so I'm glad you caught us for Censored, which is when we use music to dive deep into some of the topics. It feels like a great time to introduce, you know, what you're doing with theater, and the topic is magic, which I don't know if you want to tell us what your thoughts are about what magic is. I feel like Oshun is a great example of...
And I know these women of Oshun, powerful, dynamic women, and actually I've seen them perform several times. They even performed with my daughter, Lady Moon, in the Eclipse, the band. And I brought one of my mentees, Legacy, to come and see them at the Brooklyn Museum. And she was overwhelmed. They're monsters of social justice. Their songs are captivating as well as informative. And I'm very happy to know that music. And see, magic is real.
Yeah.
I don't really care what anybody else says about it, but I do believe in magic. Like, I believe in love. You know, I believe in that power that unites us to the point where we begin to vibrate on that frequency, as Lady Moon always talks about, that high frequency where we see our place and our purpose in this whole scheme of things as being people of stardust. And so we can't let ourselves, like, go by the wayside, wasting our life energy, wasting our potential and our great purpose to make the world brighter because we're here. And so this is what I try to do with the Diata Diata. International Folkloric Theater is our family-based production ensemble. But even more than productions, we're here to educate and to learn and to develop a sense of a dynamic of community where we're responsive to each other as world citizens. Mm-hmm. So we realize that even though we have a lot of our own distinction and our gift as individuals, that is not as great until we realize our place in a global society and then respect, acknowledge, appreciate, and learn to actually love our world neighbors. It's to the point where you can't see somebody suffering without feeling compelled to comfort them. This is the love I'm talking about, not walking down the street hand in hand. I'm talking about really looking at your place as a humble citizen of the world and acknowledge that when you are so, you see the whole world as someone who has commonality with you. And so their stories are linked to your own. And when you talk about magic, that is the magic of community, of caring to the point where you can feel engaged in someone else's life story. I think that's very important for us to delve into that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We have a couple of segments from the song Blessings on Blessings that we're going to play in. So maybe we can play one of them because I think it speaks to a lot of what you were just describing. Thank you for giving us that beautiful opening to what magic is. And that, like, for me, that's that feeling of connectivity is very much it. Shifting out of the paradigm of us each being individualized objects moving through the world and into a place of seeing how we are all interconnected and our energies affect one another.
I think we're more mindful about each other if we realize how much that we do engages someone else's, you know, their life.
Right. Pretty
much so, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Can you play up the song for us?
You know what I'm saying? Really gotta live this, breathe this, be this. Mm-hmm. Prayed up to my days up. Blessings on blessings, I'm on a path. I'm in my God body, do the math. And I take a bath in the water. I know I am the daughter of the river of the moon. Blessed by ocean, and bittersweet is coming soon. You can cop that shit on iTunes or Pete Vice at noon. I'm focused. Everything will manifest because I wrote it. I'm hella sweet because I spoke it. Notice I.
Yeah, so that line, everything will manifest because I wrote it. I'm hella sweet because I spoke it. That is a piece of magic that I really wanted to bring alive in our conversations. And I think we move through the world sometimes not appreciating the power of our words to, and that our words are spells that manifest the path we walk on in so many ways, the paths that we cross with people. And you know, then we start to take back that sense of, wow, what I call myself or what words I use to affirm myself will impact the day I have, what words I use to call in what I hope my day will be made out of will influence what my day will be made out of. That's power to shift into that. And I feel like this song speaks so powerfully to that.
They just recreated the narrative. I mean, the idea of how we used to see ourselves as opposed to how we, from the internal, look out seeing ourselves. This is how we have to look at others too, not how we want to see them, but kind of figure out their own perspective of themselves and be humble. It's a humbling thing to acknowledge that we are in a world community. Mm-hmm. We cannot expect any one of us to be a dominant in a world community when we actually have everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And to consider their interests, their needs, their aspirations, that means we have to become humble because theirs are no more or less worthy than our own.
Yeah. So you're here to talk to us about a theater production that you're putting on.
Yes,
can you let
yes.
our listeners know what that is,
oh,
when
please.
That is?
And to make sure, before I tell you anything else, this is our 15th year of these community theater projects. We never charge admission. And for 13 consecutive years, we would offer either an original play that I would write or a story that came from one cultural identity or another that has a message that crosses all those frontiers and relates to the dynamic of what would build a stronger and more vibrant community. And that means understanding a story that relates to everybody. Last year, we came back after that 13-year and then a four-year hiatus. We did a story, Spirit of the River, and acknowledged water as a right and not a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And the story was magical and all, but it had a lot of important messages. So this time, we're going to China with the story, and it's the littlest empress. So we have a little girl, the tiniest princess of this great emperor, who is able to save the entire empire because of her courage and her loyalty and her deep and abiding love. And to see how she does this is an adventure in marvel, because when you see for example, children who are neglected and ignored, which I have great issue with because I find that to be a form of abuse. It's not like you're hurting them physically, but when you let somebody feel like their presence is not significant, mm-hmm. and that they are not here to bring something of purpose to the world from their life perspective, that makes them really have a slowly diminishing until sometimes very dangerous view of themselves, mm-hmm. and of the world around them. And there's no saying what that person can become or mm-hmm. do in a feeling of despair like that. Mm-hmm. But I've seen this, and I believe that we need to address it. And there are many ways, you know, they're bringing attention to it. There can be programs of that sort. Our major sponsor, other than the school of Hutton, the high school, which is letting us use the building, is the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene County. Mm-hmm. I work there through the AmeriCorps program, but I'm so happy to see people who are there, Roxanne and all of them, really showing solidarity to bring this message forward. They understand that what I'm trying to do is to unite families, because the productions are not professional artists. These are community members, children, adults, who are helping to tell a story, which I tell them first and let them understand what I'm trying to bring with this story. I'm not trying to entertain you, although it's entertaining. But there's a message about how this one little girl can show all of us how to consider how someone else feels. You might not even consider what you feel as they are looking at you, being mean and being cold and just ignorant of them. So you're ignorant of the world and ignorant of their place in the world. It causes you to be ignorant yourself. You cannot be a knowledgeable, worldly person if you don't acknowledge each individual as also being a person in their own right and valued as a human being. And so this girl, by her acts, by her gestures, I can't tell you too much of it, but she teaches everybody, even the emperor himself, what it is to value big things in small package. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have to take our time and realize that. Because, I mean, many, many faith-based books and teachings remind us that a little child can lead. And I learn from my children every day because they know things and they have a perspective on things that I might ignore. Mm-hmm. I am ignorant of some things. Right. But becoming humble about that, it gives you an opportunity to learn, because if you embrace learning, that's the key to learning. But often we are taught they're the kids. Children should be seen and not heard, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And I realized that
differently here at Clubhouse Radio.
Clearly, clearly, and I admire very much this. I very much appreciate, because the words that they have, and I work with children all the time, and mm-hmm. I'm always in awe.
Me too.
Of how much they have a bright and conscious perception of what is going on around them.
Yeah.
They're not out of it because right. you see them on their phones or talking loudly over there. They're really much in tune. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time they don't speak to us about things because we're not listening.
Is that true?
Very. Yeah. Very true.
So when can people catch the play and where can people catch the play?
The Littlest Empress will be produced at the Hutton High School in the auditorium there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this coming weekend. That'll be the 26th, 27th, and 28th. Friday and Saturday performances are at 7 p.m. Sunday is 5 o'clock. There will be also Alima Bansa, who is from Burkina Faso. The woman can cook. Mm. She will be our concession stand. You'll be buying food from her. But the play is, as it has always been, never an admission fee. It is a gift to a community because we believe our role as being members of a community is to offer something that is our gift. Mm-hmm. So this is a gift we were given to be able to tell these stories, mm-hmm. and to produce them in such a way that they engage people to want to join us in telling them. And then they're very, very popular. And so people can come. You can have a barbecue all day and then come to the play at night or make whatever plans you have. But feel free to bring everybody. The place is huge, mm-hmm. and there's great. No admission.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so the Little Empress, catch that next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mm-hmm. 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 5 p.m. on Sunday. Great. Let's catch a little bit more music. Bring us up with another song that one of our youth members named as being magic to them, or making them feel that magical feeling of empowered in their own body. Yeah, we'll turn that up for us. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, here with Emily and Miss Padilla. We're just learning about some magical theatrical performance, community-based performance that you can catch in Hudson next weekend, The Little Empress. Don't miss it. So, Miss Padilla, can you just close us out in our first half hour of the show with some words to how young people might think about starting to find their magic?
I think the most important thing is to acknowledge that there is magic. And don't be dissuaded by someone else who does not believe in their own purpose or potential. Realize that you are an individual, unique, one of a kind. And because of that, that which you bring to the world is your light. And without it shining, that will be a spot of darkness that cannot be filled, because it can only be filled by you as an individual. You cannot have anybody else do it. So you cannot try to be someone else. You can never achieve it. Only success comes from being oneself, and that is your magic, being yourself. There's something spontaneous about you. There's something unique, and there's a nuance of who you are. Even I have twin daughters, Lady Moon, Lady Sun, they're twins. Different people, because we have something that we bring to this world that is what we should be realizing is a gift.
Yes.
It's a gift that we can share, something wonderful, something bright, something beautiful. That's the magic. Believe in it, and it's going to be all good.
Thank you so much for joining us on Clubhouse Radio. It's been a pleasure to talk with you. I hope everyone catches the show next weekend. Looking forward to it.
The Littlest Empress, everybody. Come and check her out.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Cairo Highway Superintendent, Robert Hempstead, is under investigation based on allegations that he misused town funds when he paved county roads without a shared service agreement in place. The whole thing started with a post on social media last week, and the town board is now looking into the matter with the guidance of legal counsel and the New York State Association of Towns. Hempstead defended the handshake agreement and described it as, and I quote, a mutual bond and trust, end quote. Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit said, and I quote, whether Hempstead may face criminal charges or be held personally liable to repay the town is under investigation, end quote. He declined to say the superintendent's job is in jeopardy, but pointed out that Hempstead's term ends in December and that he does not intend to run for re-election. Benoit said Hempstead allegedly patched portions of County Route 85 and County Route 41 and worked on a bridge over Shingle Kill Creek. Hempstead said he had a verbal agreement for the work with the county's foreman, James Wilcock. Hempstead said, and I quote, no one has shared service agreements with the county. We share services every day, but there's no shared service agreement per se. There is nothing sinister about it, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kate Lisa's reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. State officials announced July 18th plans to build an 816-megawatt wind project at the port of Coimans. The project is expected to create more than 800 local jobs. New York will lead the nation in its largest offshore wind agreement and renewable energy procurement to power more than 1 million homes, according to a statement from Governor Andrew Cuomo's office. The Empire Wind Project by Equinor is slated for the Port of Coimans off Route 144. Andrew Kennedy, president and CEO of the Center for Economic Growth, said, and I quote, offshore wind will be transformational for the upstate economy. The capital region looks forward to working with this industry to meet their needs to house fabrication operations, space to stage and transport foundations, substations, and wind turbine generators, end quote. The Coimans project is expected to bring port upgrades. The construction of the Empire Wind Project is scheduled to begin in 2022 and expected to enter commercial operation in December 2024, according to the governor's office. Read the full story at RavinaNews.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council Legal Committee is taking public comment on three proposed local laws. Drafts of all three are available at cityofhudson.org. The first law under consideration regulates short-term rentals and would require a property owner to acquire a license from the city to operate one, among other requirements. Existing rentals would be grandfathered into the new regulation. The second and third proposed laws concern sidewalks. The first calls for changing the city charter to ensure that sidewalks are in good repair and clear of snow, ice, and other obstructions. The law also allows the city to repair deficient sidewalks if the homeowner fails to do so. The second sidewalk proposal creates sidewalk improvement districts in the city. Under this plan, the areas outlined for improvement would be mapped out, and the Public Works Committee would recommend a budget and schedule sidewalk construction or repair as part of the city budget. Written comments can be submitted to councilpres at cityofhudson.org. The Legal Committee will discuss all three measures at 6:15 p.m. July 24th at Hudson City Hall, 520 Warren Street. You can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting Valencia-based Tierra Farm has acquired Señor Sabor, a Pennsylvania-based organic spice company. Purchase will allow the fruit and nut wholesaler to introduce new spice blends to their products. Tierra also acquired Power of Three, a protein seed blend company, in February. The company is now expanding to sell 8 to 10 new seasoning blends, as well as Power of Three products for use in salads and smoothies. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. for local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you.
You got a lot to be smiling for.
Smile. Come on.
So what the f you be wildin' for?
Smile.
Get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the f you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
Up in the air and show a hater you don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex, you can have that there. Hey, this year bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't trying to throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a few things, huh? You in the club every night with no job.
Smile, smile,
eating good off your food stamp card.
Smile, smile,
you made a killing last year off fraud.
Smile, smile,
if you know you ain't going to work tomorrow.
Smile, smile, I'm living my best life.
To be smiling for. So what the f you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Catskill Huts.
You already know, Clubhouse Radio, Walter White in the building. Come on, XXX, get it together, man.
XXX, Mr. Goodman.
Get it together, Mr.
Y'all already know the vibes.
We here, man. You was just listening to Lil Duval, Smile B.
Living my best life.
You know what I mean? And that song is, I like that song because, you know, it's an upbeat, upfeel, good song.
Because you're living your best life.
I mean, not yet, but, you know, I can. Yeah. When I hear that song, it makes me feel like I'm really living my best life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the subject we hear on today. Songs that, you know, make you feel uplifting,
yeah.
Powerful.
William, let me see the mic real quick. Okay. So also in the the idea that like with the songs that are uplifting, it's like this idea of like we're still talking about magic, right? So music that makes you feel like you've got this energetic bubble.
Oh yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's one
like
of
you're
them.
You're powerful.
Too. Yeah.
You throw that on, you're walking down the street, like nobody can touch
you. Yeah,
like,
yeah. That song makes me feel like that. Yeah, you know, it's like magic, baby.
Oh, because I'm living my best life.
And I ain't really ain't going back and forth with nobody right now.
Right.
Not when that song is on. You heard?
It's just not the time.
You can't touch me.
Uh-oh. This is my joint right here.
Yeah.
Old school.
All y'all old heads, listen up.
In the middle of a sale. Come with me because I'm a teenager. With a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car. Looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Searching again down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, they can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Will swarm on any mother in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM, WGXX, broadcast at Anchor, Catskill, Hudson. You already know we in the building. That's NWA, F the Police, real big song. You know, and I know y'all feel the magic when y'all hear that. How many people want to stand up to the police right now with all that's going on?
Me.
Yeah. What you think about that?
I think, like, when I hear the song, that all the violence and all the chaos,
yeah,
not like the cops and that all the murder and violence, that a person can finally speak up, and yeah, like, it makes us feel empowered.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's about. Like that magic you get when you hear it, when you put that on, you feel like you can finally stand up to them. So all the police brutality, not every cops is bad cops, but you know, it just makes you, give you that energy.
Yeah.
You know?
Like how I feel, like when I hear this song, like I take this and like some of the stuff that was happening back then, like most of like the shootings from cops killing mostly,
still happening now, but go
killing
ahead,
mostly African American people. I can like come out, like kind of like compare it to what's like occurring now.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a big thing. It's just like, it's still happening, and it shouldn't be. So.
Yeah. That's why it's a good song, you know. That's why it's a magical song, uplifting song. And like Kingston was saying earlier, it's a shame that they had to like edit it, because it takes away.
Yeah.
From the feeling, you know, the magic that you get when you hear the unedited version. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, right, like words are spells. So when that changes, like when that changes it, then the spell itself changes.
Yes, I agree totally.
Another thing for me, like when it does happen and African American people get shot, what happens to a cop after, like trouble? Do they get taken off the force? Like,
nothing.
What's their consequences if they have them?
Some of them get suspended. Some of them lose their. Some of them have to resign. But it's very rare that they go do prison time.
Yeah,
really
like,
rare.
Like on top of that, I want to know like what goes through their mind at night, knowing that they killed a person.
Yeah, it's a magic for them. That's the type of empowerment that they get, you know.
Like, and there's songs like this that relate to times like this, and it's sort of like a sense of relief or like a way to like express themselves, because back then, like, rap was seen as like the devil's music, because everybody and their parents was like, whoa, who, what? They just said what?
Uh-huh.
Just because the curse words, you know, they thought it was just something that was bad, and it was just prejudice towards whoever it was.
Well, they actually tried to ban NWA, and they tried to, like, stop them from being played on the radio, which they couldn't, because, you know, it's a thing called freedom of speech.
Yep.
You know, so they could, like, edit it, but they couldn't ban them, but they tried, though, you know? But it's a good song. I love that song. I still love that song. The song is over 25 years old. It's crazy.
Wow.
And it's still speaking and making a big statement and a powerful impact until today.
Yep.
You heard?
I heard.
I heard.
Joyner Lucas.
Get away from me. If I was you, I'd watch what you say to me. Snakes all in my bed, wanna lay with me. Say no more game, why you play with me? Don't play with me, that's the only thing I love. I love, 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 love. I love, I love, love. When they think I ain't cool, cause I'm sober. You used to love when we was down, we was closer. Yeah, yeah. But I stopped loving ever since I got f***ed over. Don't call me, I don't know ya. You gotta keep that same energy. I'm not no regular entity. I'm not your friend, I'm your enemy. I don't know what's got an enemy. Lately, I'm just feeling finicky. Lately, I just want the cake and the greatest amenities. Lately, I ain't got no sympathy. Aim at the industry. This ain't the way that they picture me. What's your identity? I guess I'm lying to mom. I keep my n***a in the jar. All of y'all gon' bleed. Guess it's that time of the month. Came up from the mud. They said I'd never be none. They said I'd never be rich. They said I'd never be anything. I told them, get off my. Get away from me. If I was you, I'd watch what you say to me. Snakes all in my bed, wanna lay with me. Say no more game, why you play with me? Don't play with me, that's the only thing I love. I love, 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 love. Streets with no help. Word. Money ain't everything. Woo. Speak for yourself. Hey. Pawn shops every week. Scrape a change, pay the bills. Yeah. Rainy days, couldn't sleep. Word. Now I sleep with my girls. I wanted to be like Hov. I'm living the vida loc. No. They just wanna ride my wave. Woo. You ain't never seen my boat. Splash. Hit him with the east side smoke. Woo. I'ma kill everyone, I'm a G.I. Joe. Woo. Hide up my weapons, I let my Levi's go. If it's a pippin, you'll probably be my. Woo. I need some different opponents. I think I live in the moment. Yeah. In the morning, I say that when I want it. All you new be frying, you just be lying. I keep it 300. Came up for nothing. I say what I wanted. No, ain't no discussion. I aim and I boost. Get away from me. If I was you, I'd watch what you say to me. Snakes all in my bed, wanna lay with me. Say no more game. Why you play with me? Don't play with me. That's the only thing I love. I love, 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 love. I love. I love, love.
Yep, yep, yep.
Hey.
That joined the Lucas joint.
Welcome back, guys. You guys were just listening to I Love by Joyner Lucas.
Ooh. That was my first time hearing that. I like that song a lot.
It's a great song.
I want to hear that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dope. I liked him when Tory Lanez called out all the rappers and he was the first to step up.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. He was the first to step up and smoke them. But yeah, that was a good song too. It makes you feel like, you know, it's real energetic.
Yeah, like the way he says it, like, makes you get like hyped.
It makes you get real hyped up. You know what I mean?
It was also this idea, like around, he's saying, don't play with me, right? Uh-huh. Like, rap is the only thing I love. Like, don't play with me. Like, yeah, how powerful that can be, too, to be like, step off. Like, I know what I'm doing. Uh-huh. I know I'm on my game. I know this is my grind. Like, don't mess with
this
me.
This here my lane. Don't come over here playing
around. Like, and it's just like, I love. It's just like, I love it. I love.
That's a big wave. I like that, man.
Right. I listen to that song all the time when I'm like, when I'm feeling down or I just need something to put me back up.
Hey Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go, or why you tryna keep me teeny? It's a dreamy, wished it on a genie. I got fans finally, and she wanting them to see me. I thought you want this for my life, for my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied, just say to me what you want from me. Just say to me what you want from me. Hey Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go, or why you tryna keep me teeny? Now they need me. Number one, I'm screaming. Oh, yeah, you used to love me. So what happened? What's the meaning? I thought you want this for my life, for my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied. Now when it's all done, I get the upper hand. I need a big Benz, not another fan. But I still want you as a fan. I'ma need to sit down. Don't mean to make demands, but I need you to say to me what you want from me. Just say to me what you want from me.
Nah, I can't front that whistle when part is hard.
Facts.
I like that. I like that. But I like the melody and everything, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm standing on, I can't really get into it until I find out who Panini is.
Hey, Panini.
I guess Panini could be like, whoever you wanted to
be. Yeah, whoever you want it to be. It's a song.
It could be a sandwich.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe. I can't lie. It's a
sandwich.
A vibe.
And like the whistle
you
part?
Know, what's the magic?
Yeah, when you hear this.
Like, this song's just, like, really uplifting to me. Like, this is one of those songs, like, I have in a playlist that I just play in the morning, and it just helps me wake up, and I just go, oh, that's my song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I hop in the shower, do what I need to do while I'm brushing the teeth. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Toothbrush louder than me, but, you know.
It would be great.
I could dig it.
It would be great if you could just, like, clip that one part where he's like, hey. And it wakes you up in the morning. It's like, and you edit it. It's like, hey, Will, wake up. And then at the end, it's like, Panini.
Hey, Will.
Oh,
yep, I'm up. Definitely. We don't really need to play the, like.
I mean, I like it. I ain't going to fully say I do not dislike it.
Yeah.
It would be great if it's like, hey, Will. Want a panini? No.
Yes, sir.
Wait, Shahi, this is another song that you said that this is just fun, right?
Yeah, do you believe in magic? Ooh,
do you believe in magic?
Magic.
We're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Fridays at 5 p.m. We'll finish with shout-outs.
Big thank you to the Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Shout-out to the Juice Branch and Relish Delights.
I'll do this one. And also thank you to the Catskill and Youth Hudson Clubhouses and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Also, shout-out to Roman for kind of helping us.
Shout out to my guy Rainier. We trying to get you up here on the radio next week sometime.
Rainier.
Yeah.
Yup.
Shout out to our sound engineer Kingston. Shout out to Phoebe. Shout out to the studio audience. Shout out to McDonald's and Miss Badia. So this is the end of our show. I hope you have a nice, lovely weekend.
And tune in
next week.
Believe in magic, you heard?
Uh-huh.
I did something new, too. Get
higher. Oh, we gonna rock. Don't do Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Want to remember that we have a shout out from Shahi. This is his second time sound engineering on the show. Woohoo!
Higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Who is to blame in one country? Never can get to the one. Dealing in multiplication. And then we'll take it higher. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Out in the street. Out in the street. Out in the playground. In the dark side of town. Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Hey, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. Oh, yeah. Rock it in the daytime. Electric Avenue. Rock it in the night. Take it higher. Electric Avenue. Rock it in Miami. Electric Avenue.